I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Picture perfect memories scattered all around the floor. Reaching for the phone cause I can't fight it anymore. And I wonder if I ever cross your mind. For me it happens all the time. It's the 1:15. I'm all alone and I need you now. Said I wouldn't call but I lost.
Hi everyone, this is Carly from Daytime After Dark. We are waiting for our guest tonight, Rio Anderson, to call in. And you guys know him from Zeno Hospital, at the Raccoons, and They Live Alive, Born on the 4th of July, and, you know, he played Taggart. Okay, I love Taggart, but now when he went after my Sonny, I didn't want to talk to him for like a day after he went after my Sonny. Okay, so let's welcome Rio Anderson, you guys. He's been on General Hospital Days, Other Routines, also AMC, The Bay, and Born on the 4th of July, and a lot of other good shows. Here he is.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm great. Yes. Yes, I feel in love with you on Zenner Hospital. I wasn't really happy with you at times, but I forgave you. Well, I forgave Taggart.
Right.
So,
forgiveness is a good thing.
Yeah, so let's jump into this. So everyone wants to know what you're doing right now, and then we will go into the soaps and your prime time. So you've been on, and so what are you doing now?
Well, you know, right now, you know, on Days of Our Life, recurrent. So that's kind of exciting. I'm working back with a lot of the old people on GH, from GH, actually. There's a lot of the crew over there. I got my own radio show called Getting Real, and, you know, it's pilot season right now, so you know, just going out a lot and seeing what God's got in plan for me.
So, wait, are you going back on Days of Our Life?
Yeah, it's, reoccurring right now. They actually called today to let me know that I'll be, I got another shooting date coming up. So that's a good thing.
Oh, my God. I am so happy for you. You know,
a lot
of buddies. You know, like, A. Martinez is a good friend of mine, is on there now. So, you know, Dave's is really good. And how was it for you to be on Blue Bloods?
On which one?
I could have sworn you were on Blue Bloods, you know, with Donnie Wahlberg.
No, Carly, I've never been on that one. Would like to be on that one. It's a great show, but no, that wasn't me.
Oh my God, you have a twin.
I have a few twins. You know, it's funny when we always kind of joke, you know, when you go on producer meetings, you get down to the final five. Sometimes you walk in that room and you feel like you're looking at five of your, twin brothers and stuff. So, yeah, you know, it wouldn't be surprising. Matthew St. Patrick. Do you remember him, Matthew St. Patrick?
Yes.
Yeah, him and me
yes,
look
I
a
do.
Lot alike. We used to get
yes.
down. As a matter of fact, Matthew St. Patrick, if you remember, When I booked General Hospital originally, I booked another show called Soldiers of Fortune almost at the same time. We thought we were going to be able to do both shows. It didn't work out. I went on to do the Soldiers of Fortune. Matthew St. Patrick came on and played Taggart for a short little stint. Then when I came off the Soldiers of Fortune, I went back on to General Hospital. So, yeah, I got a few twins out there.
Oh, God, now I feel dumb. Okay, because I couldn't
fool
you on
there. No reason to feel dumb.
But you were on AMC. I know you were on AMC. You cannot tell me you weren't, because I remember seeing you on All My Children.
Yeah, I was on All My Children for about a year, I think, right up until they went off air.
And also, you found out that Oprah was your mom, right, on AMC?
No, I don't know. I don't think that happened. Not on. I had on General Hospital. Oh man, she was a wonderful actress too. She was an Academy Award nominated actress. Came on to play my mom for Lynn. Lynn, you remember that, Lynn?
Oh yes.
That,
okay.
I know,
yeah.
There was talk that Opal was supposed to. I think that's what they wanted to happen.
Yes, I think
that
that's what they
happened.
Wanted. Oh,
yeah,
no, but how well it should have happened. It should have happened. But I am so happy you're going back on Days. I think everyone will be happy about it, because Days is really good right now. It has me hooked on it. But when you were on, see, a lot of the fans want to know. One day, Tegu was there, and the next, he was gone. He was, like, gone. He went bye-bye. But we never knew where he went.
Actually, there was storyline to where he went. He and I believe he's still there. He actually went to solve a case in Alberta, Canada.
Oh,
and,
that's
kind of the story. That's kind of the storyline they had, and it kind of was funny for a while. There were actually a few shows. I don't know how many, but there were a few shows where they actually had a phone call with Taggart, supposedly, in Alberta. You know, I don't know who it was, whether it was, you know, Matt, John York or whoever, but they'd call and say, hey, Taggart, how's that case coming? And, you know, I'm still here solving it. But, yeah, he's in Alberta solving a case for a very long time.
Yeah, well, everyone missing you over at Zeno Hospital. I do. Except not go after Sunny, you know, number one. But you and Monique Bernard had that chemistry of, it was intense, it was fun to watch, sometimes it was very comedic. And I always said, and they never pursued this, Taggart and Sunny were brothers, and they never knew it. And, you know, I thought that would have been a really, really good meeting storyline for you and Mo to get into.
Yeah, you know, yes, you were right. Me and Maurice, we hit it off from the first moment we met. You know, the funny thing is, a lot of people may or may not know this, Taggart was originally an under five. I only had two or three lines with Maurice. Something like, hey, do you know who I am? I'm Lieutenant Taggart. I believe I said, I'm here to take you downtown or something like that. That's it. It was just a one day part. Kind of like, you know, same thing happened with Days of Our Lives. You know, you're taking it one day at a time. We'll see where it goes. But on General Hospital, I had one day. And as I was doing that scene with Maurice, Elizabeth Court, remember Elizabeth Court? She's one of the writers. She was sitting in the booth, and apparently they saw what you saw, and they said, nobody's ever been able to stand toe-to-toe with Maurice and have this kind of chemistry. And they were calling my agent as we were shooting it and offered me a contract role.
Wow.
Yeah, and then the rest is history, as you know. So it turned into several years. And, you know, Maurice is a, I don't have to tell you that, he's a phenomenal actor.
And,
you know, we just had a lot of things in common, you know, on many levels. You know, our work ethic, chemistry, we liked a lot of the same things, working out, boxing. You know, we shared our fight with depression and bipolar and, you know, things like that. And it really was and is one of those magical, you know, even now it's like, you know, me and Maurice, we haven't really talked probably for a long time, you know, and then just recently we reconnected and it's like we never missed a beat, you know. I don't know if you've ever had a friend like that. Sometimes you just talk and then you reconnect and it's like you don't miss a beat and then you just write back into it and it's awesome. It's like just really cool.
Yeah, it is. And you on-screen chemistry too with Steve Burton also was very good. I mean, I didn't like how you treated Jason sometimes too. But there again, you guys, Jason, you know, Steve Burton, you know, you kept, sometimes.
I called him Anger Boy.
Yeah, you called him Anger Boy, and that angered me.
But you
guys were really good, too. You guys had the chemistry, too. And, you know, I was waiting for the day that Jason would accidentally be up Taggart because of, you know, him keep calling, you know, Anger Boy, and I'm, like, waiting for it. But the moment you got me as Taggart with the night with Lucky and the file, and how you were really nice to Rebecca Herbst. And it was a really nice scene, you know, there, you know, when the fire happened. And you just blew me away.
Oh, you know what? Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I remember that very well. I remember that day. I remember shooting that. I remember that scene. You know, Rebecca Herbst is a lovely actress. And, you know, there wasn't many times that Taggart got to show that side of him. But, yeah, I do remember those scenes very well. And I do, you know, working with Steve Burton as well. You know, I don't know, it was, which is a rarity, you know, in daytime and stuff. But a lot of people don't know this. But especially with me, Maurice, Steve Burton, a lot of that stuff, Anger Boy, you know, those were improvs, and they just stuck, you know. Those were just me, Maurice, and Steve having fun and coming up with stuff on the moment. You know, the writing in General Hospital is pretty amazing, so you don't really need to do anything to it. But, you know, when it felt right, you know, we would throw some little stuff in, and they would give us, you know, some room to have that freedom every now and then, and, you know, if it worked, they let it go, and they kept it.
Yeah, and it always worked with you guys. It was always so good, and so you just glued in, you know. I won't tell you how many days of school I missed because of you guys. I'm not going to say that because that sounds really bad, but for me, I never wanted to miss you guys because every day was something really good. And when Taker was on, you knew it was going to be an enjoyable scene. And you were just going to sit back and watch and like, oh, that's very interesting. And I also liked you as the Rotunes when you were on that. How was that?
You know, that was a lot of fun. You know, it was, I think it was about a year, right? Got to work with amazing actors and actresses as well. You know, I mean, whenever you're working and you're working with great actors and great people, I mean, how can it go wrong? You know what I'm saying? You know, and, you know, I'm getting brain dead. I'm trying to think of, I think he's over on GH now, isn't he? One of the guys from Days of Our Lives.
Yes.
The main guy on Days of Our Life. I'm not Days of Our Life, on As the World Turns, is on
Yes. Mm-hmm.
General Hospital now, isn't he?
I think, yeah. One of them.
What is his, oh, man.
Oh,
well,
I know,
anyway,
I know.
I loved working with you.
Yeah, but I loved you on As the Routines, too. Except I would have to tape As the Routines or Lost Days of Our Life back then. We really didn't like doing that, but for you, I did it. For you, I would do anything. And how was the Born on the 4th of July? Because I know you were in that. You can't say I'm wrong on that. I know you were on that. How was that for you?
You know what? That was really cool, actually. That was, you know, obviously with, you know, Tom Cruise, the director Oliver Stone. There was a bunch of big name actors in there. It was I had one scene at the end of the movie, but what was really cool about it was pretty much all of the actors except Tom Cruise, but most everybody else. We shot that down at the stadium where they used to have the LA Raiders play football.
Oh, okay.
And Oliver Stone, the director, brought us all into, like, the locker room where the players would come together. And it was like he gave us this, like a pep talk, like a coach would for a football game or something, you know, and kind of just told us what the scene was all about, what it was going to be like. And then we just went out there and shot it, you know, and Tom was intense, you know, has those piercing blue eyes, and, you know, and it was just really cool, man. We just shot, and it ended up, you know, I didn't end up on the editing room floor. I ended up actually making it to the big screen, which is really cool because a lot of times when you have those smaller parts in the big movies, it doesn't always turn out that way. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, exactly. And, you know, I love that movie because, you know, Tom Cruise and you were in it. And it was a good movie, and, you know, whenever it's on, I try and catch it. So, and then you have been on The Bay, too. How about that? Because I've interviewed a couple of people from The Bay.
You know, The Bay is awesome. It's, it's a lot of soap opera actors are on there. You know, there's a lot of some GH actors on there. And Gregory, the director, creator, is brilliant. He's just amazing, you know. And he had a vision, a dream several years ago, which, you know, not many people believe it would ever come to fruition. But, you know, we believed in him, and we were there to support him. And it's just grown into an amazing project. They won an Emmy this past year, which was awesome. So, and, you know, it's just fun. You know, you're working with, you know, there's a couple actors from Days on there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, and can you, yeah, I mean, The Bay is really good. And you were also on one of my favorite TV shows, and you better be on this one, or I'm going to really be mad at you, Trent. I could have sworn you were on one of the Law and Orders.
Actually, I'm watching Law and Order. I was watching it before I got on this interview with you. I'm a big Law and Order fan, Law and Order, Criminal Minds. But, yeah, actually, Carly, I've done, I want to say 4 or 5 Law and Orders. So you're correct. I've done.
Thank God.
At least
I
four
loved
or five,
you on it.
You know, SUV, the original Law and Order, Criminal Intent. You know, I've done a few of them.
Yeah, I mean, I can watch that, so even though I've seen the episode, I can go back and watch it like 30 times. I'm kind of crazy that way. But, I mean, I love you on there, and I thought you were really, really good. And, you know, but I'm more excited now that you're going to be on Days. Yay, Days! But it won't be for, what, another 6 months? That you don't
well,
know when
yeah,
you
know,
will.
They shoot 6 months in advance.
Yes.
So I believe my first air date will be May, And then, you know, my second outing, I guess, as you call it, as we know of right now, will be around the beginning of February. So that's what, February, March, April, May, June, July, August. Woo, August. So, yeah, so that's the cool thing about days, you know, they shoot far in advance.
6 months. Because with all the other soaps, it's, you know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, but with Dane, the 6 months, and because they give the stories out, and they do a lot of filming, I guess, and, you know, wow, 6 months. But, yeah, we will be happy to look at it, and, okay, he dropped. Okay. Okay, you guys. Hi.
Are you there, Karen?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I got. I don't know what happened there. I got disconnected.
Well, yeah, it does that sometimes. This is dumb. But yeah, we will look forward to seeing you on there, and we should take some fan calls because I know you have a lot of fans excited to talk to you. The moment I told everyone Will Andrews was coming on today, and I told them last night and last week, they were really excited. So let's take some calls. 954, you're on air.
Hi, Kyle, David.
Oh, hi, David.
Hey, David, how are you?
Well, I'm one of your Facebook friends. Hey, Burgess.
Yes. Thank you. I appreciate it, Dave. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing all right. I must say I'm a big fan of yours, a big fan of Taggart's.
Well, I appreciate that, and I noticed that you're always reaching out to me on Facebook and stuff. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I want to know, do you have a favorite storyline of all soaps you've done?
Do I have a storyline of Days of Our Lives?
Favorite storyline of all shows
you've done. Favorite storyline you have done.
Oh, my favorite story. What my favorite storyline? Oh, thank you. Oh, boy. Let me think about that. Well, definitely the Alan Quartermain drug addiction story. That was definitely one of my favorites. I also like the story I did with my mother, you know, when my mother came on.
Yes.
And pretty much any storyline with Sonny, I loved any of them. So. But, yeah, those would be probably the ones that come to my mind right now.
Yeah. Also, I love you, and I know that. What was it like to work with Maurice Doherty? What was she like?
What did you say, David?
What was it like to work with Maurice Doherty? I know I know that.
Mariska
Doherty, what was that?
Yes, Mariska. You know what? She's a class act. She's beautiful. She's stunning. You know, both her and Chris, were. I mean, that's just a blessing to work with them.
Yeah. But also, I enjoy getting Puffy Jack. That's my favorite movie too. Like Carly said, that's my favorite movie.
Which movie?
The Bone on 4th of July. He liked it, too.
Oh, yeah, you liked that?
Yeah,
that was a great movie, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I watched the movie over and over again. Okay, well, thanks for answering my call.
Hey, anytime, David. Make sure you reach out to me on my website, railandrews.com, and, you know, get on my list and stuff so I can stay in contact with you, okay?
Okay, thanks. Sure will.
All right, buddy.
Okay, thanks, David. We have 910. You on there?
That would be me, Bobby. How are you doing?
Hey, Bobby.
Tonight?
Good.
Fine. How are you doing tonight, Rhea?
I'm great, Bobby. How are you doing?
Great. I do remember you a little bit on GH. I think at the time that I called you, I think I was kind of more preoccupied in Courtney's storyline with her being the stripper at Sonny's bar that he owned. So I was kind of a little bit more distracted on that. Because because one, Alicia was very beautiful and everything else like that. So I couldn't help it. But anyways, it's just great that I got a chance to check you out on GH when you was on there. I think I remember seeing you on As the World Turns, because I think you came out about the same time that Sarah, who used to be on General Hospital and Days, was on there. Sarah Joy Brown. Yeah. Or was this before, after? Hello?
I think it was after, right?
Yeah, it was after.
Not on GH, because I know Tamron was on GH as Carly at the time. I meant when she played Joy on As the World Turns. I don't know if she came right after you left or right before.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. All right. But anyways, I just want to say I look forward to you returning back to Days, because I was going to just ask you if... Yeah, and hopefully that'll be a good time. But when's the first air day? I want to just know, because I DVR it and get a chance to watch it when I get a chance on weekends and stuff.
I don't know the exact day, Bobby, but I do know it's February. Hold on. My first air day is May-ish, I believe.
May,
and,
okay.
And then, you know, like I said, I just, you know, got called. You've got to take it one day at a time on Days of Our Life, you know.
Right.
Kind of funny, but,
right.
You know,
right.
We'll see what happens with it. I'm excited to be going back again. And, you know, I can't tell you nothing about the storyline because they shoot 6 months in advance, but it's, you know, I can tell you what we're doing is good stuff, so.
Right. And you're going to have a good company, too, from the GH Port Charles family, too, because Marie Wilson is coming on there as Summer, so maybe, who knows, your character and her might cross paths.
Is Marie Wilson going on Days of Our Life?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Do you know her and me go way back? We're fellow Canadians from Toronto. We modeled together.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a good, yeah.
Well, the minute I see her and you together on the show, not necessarily be together on the same scene or differently, I got maybe... ask her about that this summer, but it's going to be kind of a pleasure to just, you know, reunite, because I don't know if you two worked together, if there was ever a GH Port Charles crossover where your character would come over there before they start with the arcs and the vampire storyline and stuff like that. I don't know if that ever happened.
No, we never worked together yet, but man, that wouldn't surprise me, because that's how God works. I mean, but we go back. I stayed at Maria's house, you know, with her first husband. I mean, that's how far we go back. I mean, we were friends
right.
before she ever was even an actress. And she, you know,
really?
We used to model together, so. How funny would that be if we end up on Days of Our Life 20, 30 years later and end up working together, and maybe we'll even be loving us. Who knows?
That
would be awesome. Yeah, I was going to say one more thing, because I don't remember if she came after you left As the World Turns or not, because that's another interesting thing, because she used to be on As the World Turns as well as Sarah.
You know what? She must have come right after me, after I left again, so we must just keep missing each other.
Yeah, you guys, yeah.
I didn't work with her on Days of Our Life, on As the World Turns.
Okay, all right. Well, I just thought so, but it was a pleasure talking to you, and I hopefully will catch you sometime in May. Maybe you can probably reunite with Tamron, because I don't know how many times you had those Carly scenes with her, but it's going to be great to reunite with Tamron.
Wait. Well, you're getting me all caught up on stuff. I don't know. So where's Tamara? Is Tamara?
Well, she's on Days, too, as Ava.
Yeah, she's on Days. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, dude. I didn't even know that.
So maybe your character and Ava will cross paths or something like that.
Hey, you never know. You never know.
Yeah, but I'll be watching closely because if your character interacts with Ava's and they form a love interest or anything like that, it might get pretty interesting. And knowing how unpredictable Ava could be, judging from what I've seen her do on the show since she came back, not necessarily the year that she won her Emmy, but it could be interesting. But
she's very talented. They're both very talented. I'd be blessed to work with either of them.
Right. I won't be surprised if Tamara gets nominated for a Daytime Emmy and just this year. I don't care if she wins it or not this year, but just get nominated for her the brief time that she just came back. I would not be surprised if they nominate her. And that's all I got to say about that. But, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Bobby, I will put you back on hold.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Okay. So no, and also this one, you know, Mary Beth Evans is back on Days because I know she was on General Hospital, and Stephen Nichols is back on. Okay, fine. I wanted to stump you so bad. And a couple of people from One Life to Live. okay, it happened again. I'm waiting for him to come back, people. Hey, crazy little night. Okay, you have time for one more phone call or two more phone calls? Real? Hello? Oh. Okay. Okay, hopefully he will be back. Calm. Okay. Hi, are you there?
Yeah, it keeps kicking. Yeah, it keeps kicking me out. I don't know why.
Well, I don't know why. Weird. Okay, you have time for two more phone calls, right?
Sure.
Okay. Hi, Alvin.
Hi, Real Andrews, can you hear me?
Yeah, I sure can. How are you?
Okay, more or less. It's my understanding that you had a brief stint on Santa Barbara. How was it like working on that show?
Oh my God, what is going on? Okay, tomorrow I am really going to email Blog Talk, and it's not going to be nice.
Santa Barbara?
Yes.
You know what? That was really cool. It was a short little stint. I worked actually with A. Martinez and also Eric Close.
Okay.
When I did that. Yeah. So, but that was really cool.
All right. Did you have any, scenes with A. Martinez on General Hospital?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
You did.
Absolutely.
I remember them.
Yep.
And
yeah,
one
so
last
question. He's over on Days now, too, right?
Yeah, he is.
Mm-hmm.
And then one more question. On it's my understanding that you made several guest appearances on the TV show Night Heat. How was it like to work on that show, man?
Well, that's where my career started. It's interesting. Where did you see Night Heat? Are you Canadian?
No, I'm not. I'm American, but it ran on cable, I think the WREMI service, or maybe it was called the WWOREMI service that like ran on that one in like 1996, you know, like reruns on that show. Like, it also ran on CBS like during the mid to late 80s and early 90s. So
yeah, I did several Night Heats, as you said. I played many bad guys that blew up, shot, OD'd, all kind of stuff. Got my first big break on Night Heat, and that was the beginning of my career. So, you know, I owe a lot to Sonny Grosso and the producers over there.
Thank you, for answering my questions. Like, I'm going to go, okay?
Okay, bye, Alvin.
Go over to my website, alvinrailandys.com, and just, you know, join our list there so I can keep in touch with you, okay?
Goodbye. Good night. Good evening, sorry.
Okay, good night, buddy.
Bye.
Okay, A. Martinez was just here on the show in November. Him and I got to be, we are good, you know, we are friends. I love A. Martinez, and I loved it when you guys worked together on Zeno Hospital. And yeah, he's over on Days now, too. So, I mean, there's so many people that did the soap office with between soaps. I call it the baseball roundup. Maggie, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, Real. How you doing?
Good, Maggie. How are you doing?
Hanging in there. Thank you. It's wonderful that you decided to do our show tonight. I'm very sorry. I need to apologize. I misguided Carly about your stint on Blue Bloods.
That's not a big deal.
Yeah, but I'm the one that put that seed in her head, so I want to apologize. And I hope we get a loving reel on the screen. Because we've had you the bad guy, we've had you the cop, you know. Hopefully we'll get you a really nice, creamy story.
Yeah,
well,
and maybe a nice lady.
You're going to have to wait and see, aren't you?
I am. You know I will be.
Well, you're not going to tell us anything. You're not going to tell us.
How many of these shows have you done? You know I ain't going to tell you nothing.
No. No, nada.
I know. I was just hoping maybe you accidentally.
No.
Oh, okay, fine. I tried. As a reporter in me, I have to try. But no, we both love you. And see, Maggie is the most Sonny Grosso fan ever. And we always talk about, oh, can you believe Tego did that to Sonny way back?
Yes.
Yeah. So, but we both have forgiven you because we are nice people.
Of course.
But we would love to see you back on Zeno Hospital one more time with Mo. That would be amazing.
How about Bodyguard?
You know, hey, that would be great. I always love working with Marie, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just have to see what the powers to be have to say. The fans, I know you all got a lot of power, so, you know, maybe it can happen.
Okay.
Yeah, and Maggie, do you have any other questions?
I think you guys carried the whole thing tonight. And
of course.
Very, very happy to look to October to see you back on my TV screen.
All right, thank you.
And you are more than welcome to come on when this send me an email or Twitter, and when you're on Days, we would love to get you on after you premiere.
All
if
right,
you
I
would
will.
Like.
You take care, and thanks for having me.
Okay, bye. Have
show,
a great
okay?
night. Yep,
okay.
Have
thank
a great
you
night.
Thank you very
much. Bye-bye.
Hey. Taggart.
I know.
I could have sworn that was him sitting there.
I know. Well, I believe you.
That's why I had to apologize, because I'm the one in this whatever.
Well, I know.
Misguided you. At least I said the
right
word.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
We have Bobby and David.
It was great to talk to somebody that, you know, happened to been on the show for a long time, because I started watching General Hospital probably around 2002, but end up stopping when I gained more interest in Guiding Light during its last 2 years. So, but I managed to still keep in touch with the stars and just write and just tell them how they're doing and everything else.
Exactly.
But I do want to tell you something. I do want to tell you something interesting that I found. I have the latest Soap Digest magazine, and they happen to put an interesting article called Twin Peaks. Well, I put a Twin Peaks comparison with Lexi Answorth, I hope I pronounced her name, that plays Christina, and the actress that's playing Sierra on Days right now. And I asked them to do a Twin Peaks, and they did it for me.
Very good,
Bobby. Right before Christmas, after watching Days and taking notes on how the current Sierra reminded me a lot of what Christina was going through during the year that Lexi was nominated for an Emmy for her role on General Hospital that she unfortunately didn't win, which I'm still was a little bit bitter towards Marissa, the first Marissa on All My Children, but that's okay. I'm sure that it won't probably happen again, but we got a couple of months before we find out.
And remember, people, Emmy nods will be happening on January 27th.
Okay.
And so, you know, we will have a big Emmy wrap-up then. And all I got to say, Lola White better be nominated. Oh, I'm going to have a few words to say about that.
I'm sure she'll be mentioned in there.
Well, she better. Oh, so we are not going to do a lot of soap talk tonight because my voice, you know, is being weird today. But Friday night we are going to be talking soaps. We are going to be talking Stefano's death, why they had to kill Homemade Stefano. We will be talking about Sunny. We will be talking about everything on Friday night. So we will be back on Friday. And Bobby, are you calling in?
Well, I sure will be there Friday night. I have nothing to do, and I will probably get a chance to maybe hang out and just talk to you all for a little bit. Because it's always fun to talk to you all, because I know that I definitely will probably just keep anything secret, especially considering the fact that I'm about 3 weeks behind on Days anyways, and just need to catch up as soon as possible.
Okay,
so I'm just
using
the best.
You know what? This stay in your house all weekend and catch up.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Academy,
that's
if you're listening.
Sorry. Yes. Bring Tego back.
Yes, bring Tego back. The Academy, if you're listening, please do one thing for me. Otherwise, you know how I'll be. Maurice Bernard has to get nominated this year.
I agree. I totally agree with you, Mom. So just remember, people, that, you know, we have a show Friday, and, you know, we won't be on the air tomorrow. We are taking 1 day break, and then we will be back
Friday.
Thank you. I can't even think anymore. Okay, so, yeah, have a great night, you guys. And thank you again, Will Andrews, for calling. And we will talk to all of you on Friday.
All right, well, you have a good night.
Friday.
Okay. Good night,
everybody.
Good night.
Bye, guys. Bye.
Thanks.